Welcome to the HODLcast. Today is January 26th, and we're going to be going over some updates in BlockFi and Celsius bankruptcy cases. Start off with BlockFi. There was a new report released from CNBC.com that shows BlockFi had over 1.2 million tied up with FTX. So almost half of its assets are subject to the FTX bankruptcy. The presentation was assembled by M3 Partners, and it offers previously unseen overview of BlockFi's balance sheet. It shows it was an unredacted filing, and apparently it was filed by mistake. That's what they're saying. It doesn't seem like a mistake to me. It seems like a little bit of a funny reporting on this from CNBC saying it was a mistake, but it was actually loans that we already did know about, and I think the loans have just increased in value because they're denominated in Bitcoin and Ethereum. So there's $416 million with FTX, and it was previously listed as $355 million, and now it's recorded that there's an $831 million owed from Alameda that used to be $671 million. So BlockFi actually sold most of its assets. So in some weird way, it's kind of good that these loans are still denominated in cryptocurrency because it increases the value that they could recover if the FTX assets turn out to, you know, they keep finding, like, they found another $500 million on FTX last week. So if they keep finding assets on FTX and the value of Bitcoin keeps going up, this 1.2 billion could balloon up and end up being more assets for the creditors to recover. So I think it's actually good news, so long as there is going to be some recovery from FTX, which that will play out through the FTX bankruptcy. As we know, FTX had rescued BlockFi last summer after the SEC action. BlockFi was in trouble and they needed a $400 million revolving line of credit. So BlockFi owes FTX $400 million and FTX and Alameda owe BlockFi $1.2 billion. So it'll just play out in bankruptcy. I'm sure some of that will end up canceling each other out. You know, as said, it was supposedly these numbers were shared in error and they were meant to be redacted. There was, you know, a sheet. It shows how many clients there were. I don't think it's a big deal that it was meant to be redacted. Like, this information isn't that sensitive. And BlockFi, so far in their bankruptcy proceedings, have been very transparent. So we got this information, this chart, and it shows how many clients there were and how much assets each client had. So as you can see, you know, the tiers, anyone under $1,000 in deposits, there were 480,000 clients in that category. There were 662,000 BlockFi users, which, you know, Celsius, for comparison, I think had 600,000. So they're fairly comparable in terms of the number of people that are impacted here. 73% of those users had account balances under $1,000. So in the 6 months from May to November of 2022, there was a cumulative trading volume of 67.7 million, and the total volume was 1.17 billion. And BlockFi made just over 14 million in trading revenue over that period, according to the presentation. So it only averaged profit of revenue, so that's before any expenses, before they're paying staff, revenue of $21 per customer. So that's not a whole lot. According to David Adler, in another Spaces he was doing about Celsius, he said that BlockFi actually sold all their crypto before the bankruptcy date, so they only have cash, which, you know, unlike Celsius, they have $2 billion worth of crypto, which has a chance to appreciate. Also has a chance to depreciate, you know, go down in value. So I guess BlockFi, in the bear market, you know, they made the decision to sell their assets out of crypto, but that's, like, you know, the cardinal rule, never sell your Bitcoin. Like, the Mt. Gox, you know, creditors are almost going to be made whole because the value of Bitcoin went up. So, you know, cash, it has no chance of going up. Also, it can be eroded through inflation, as we all know, but probably a prudent and safer decision, or it was a decision they made anyway, whereas the Celsius assets were left in the crypto, which I think is gonna end up helping the Celsius creditors. Turning to Celsius, so the lawyer said that they did receive these lowball bids and they didn't consider selling their assets. Instead, they're actually trying to create an equity offering, like a new company, and basically the creditors will get equity in all of the assets in the mining company. It's kind of similar to what Simon Dixon had proposed in the summer. There would be a fund that would have access to a litigation recovery. So basically, everyone that would remain as an equity holder in this, they'd get any money that Celsius Estate gets back through, like, they have a lawsuit with Jason Stone. They had the Prime Trust lawsuit. I think that money already came back into the estate. They have a lawsuit with Core Scientific. I don't think they'll win, but if they did get any money back in any of these lawsuits, that would go to this litigation estate or litigation trust and be distributed to these equity owners. They're thinking of releasing a bankruptcy token, which is kind of a novel idea. There is provision in the bankruptcy code that allows for this kind of bankruptcy asset. So Celsius, you know, one of the big questions is how would they release that? Like in the US, there's all kinds of security laws that prevent you from just releasing a token. So they'll likely have to be security tokens and just like a stock, but those can be highly illiquid. So there's still, you know, up for debate of how they're gonna do this. Either people will just get equity in some new company that's formed, but it looks like they're gonna try and do something like that, and they're ignoring the bids that have come in to purchase the distressed assets. Tiffany Fong reported that there were bids actually from Binance, Bank to the Future, NovaWolf, Cumberland, and Galaxy Digital. So, you know, these are some major players out there, and yeah, they're just not looking at those bids in favor of this reorganization plan. I put a tweet out about this last night, and I caught some flack on it from in the comments. You know, I said it was kind of shameful not to look at these bids. To me, as an outsider, like, it looks like I would say it's better off just to sell all this assets and move on from it. The lawyers are charging like $4 million a month, Kirkland and Ellis. But I guess after researching it a little bit more today, maybe they're right to do this reorganization. Simon, certainly, he supports it, and he is very experienced in doing the same kind of thing with Bitfinex, creating that token, and that really worked out well for everyone, so maybe this will work out too. A highly anticipated examiner report is coming out on Monday, so we'll keep our eyes out for that. They're looking at creating what's called a convenience class, so if they are creating a lot of, like, they're gonna give everyone equity holders, there's 600,000 people now. They just want to cut that out. So as the report in BlockFi showed, you know, 73% of the people had less than $1,000. I don't know the exact figure, but of the 600,000, there's probably a similar figure. Like, a lot of those people are just small creditors with small assets on it. So what they're going to do is offer those people a higher percent than they would, you know, to have to wait out the litigation, and just get them to take a bit of a haircut, but get them paid with something, offer them to take it now. If they have to figure out what that right figure is, it could either be like anyone with less than 5,000 or anyone with less than 2,500, 7,500, you know, it's up in the air, but it'll be some kind of nominal amount. So the small people on Celsius will just get paid some percent of their assets, and they won't become equity holders in this longer reorganization process. Also reported is that Celsius has $2.5 billion worth of crypto. So, you know, unlike with BlockFi, where they turned their assets to cash, that crypto, it does still have some chance of increasing in value. And I think the examiner report coming out will show how the mining company is doing. I saw something last week that it wasn't, a lot of the miners are turned off, like, it's just not being run efficiently, you know, as could be predicted. They didn't really know much about mining when they got involved with it. But anyway, it's getting some new assets coming. I don't know if it's breaking even for the energy costs, but we'll get some more information on that next week. Thank you, and if you don't mind, please go ahead and hit like on this video and subscribe to my YouTube channel for more updates like this. Have a great day.